Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's time for Justice Matters with former federal prosecutor and MSNBC analyst Glenn Kirshner. New York District Attorney Alvin Bragg has filed a motion seeking a firm trial date for Donald Trump's hush money case. Will it go through? Here's Glenn.
So friends, Monday, March 25th, was supposed to be the first day of Donald Trump's first criminal trial. His New York State prosecution, brought by District Attorney Alvin Bragg, for his attempt to interfere in the 2016 presidential election by making hush money payments to playmates and porn stars, and then committing 34 felony crimes of falsifying business records to cover up the true nature of those hush money payments. Why? Well, to gain unfair advantage in the 2016 presidential election, to try to bury, hide, secrete, conceal from the American voters deeply damaging information that would have shown he had no business being president of the United States. Yes, that criminal prosecution was supposed to start with jury selection on Monday, March 25th. And as you probably know, there is a delay, perhaps only a slight delay, in the commencement of that trial. I'll talk about that in a minute. Of course, it would have been a really busy day for Donald Trump had his criminal trial in New York kicked off on Monday, because Monday is also the day that New York Attorney General Letitia James can start seizing Donald Trump's assets, courtesy of him losing and losing badly in the New York civil fraud trial. You may recall he had a massive money judgment entered against him, $500 million, and well more than that when you account for the interest that is accumulating every day. And of course, he's now scrambling, trying to come up with a way to find the money or come up with a bond so he can appeal that verdict. As you may also know, Donald Trump recently, through his lawyers, filed a motion to continue the trial date in his New York prosecution because of some documents that he received really from the federal prosecutors, right? The federal prosecutors had some documents that were relevant to Michael Cohen, one of Donald Trump's former lawyers and fixers who will be testifying against Donald Trump in the New York State case. And because Donald Trump and his lawyers got these documents late, through no fault of the prosecutors in New York, Alvin Bragg, because the federal prosecutors had these documents, Donald Trump's lawyers erupted and said, "We can't possibly go to trial." District Attorney Alvin Bragg responded by saying, "Okay, fine, you need more time. How about we start on April 15th? Let's start with the new reporting. This from NBC News. Headline: Manhattan District Attorney tells judge not to further delay Trump trial. Enough is enough. And that article begins: State prosecutors in New York said Thursday that fewer than 300 of the over 170,000 documents recently turned over to lawyers for former President Donald Trump are potentially relevant to his criminal defense, and that their case alleging falsified business records should proceed to trial on April 15th. In a court filing, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office said the vast majority of the evidence turned over by federal prosecutors that it considered new and relevant originated from special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Trump lawyer Michael Cohen and has no bearing on the allegations against Trump. And friends, here are the words of District Attorney Alvin Bragg, words that I suspect express the sentiments of hundreds of millions of Americans. Quote, enough is enough. These tactics by defendant and defense counsel should be stopped, the DA's filing said, referring to Trump's attempts to further delay or derail the trial. Bragg's office said, while it's still reviewing the mountain of materials, it now has good reason to believe that this production contains only limited materials relevant to the subject matter of this case and that have not previously been disclosed to defendant, fewer than an estimated 270 documents. It says most of the 270 documents are corroborative of existing evidence. The evidence is related to Cohen's 2018 guilty plea to a number of criminal charges, including making secret payments to women who claim they had affairs with Trump and lying to Congress about his boss's business dealings with Russia. Now, friends, please put a pin in that reference to Michael Cohen lying to Congress. We're going to circle back to that in a minute. The article continues. The DA argued the overwhelming majority of the production, meaning the records that went from the federal prosecutors to Donald Trump's attorneys, the overwhelming majority of the production is entirely immaterial, duplicative or substantially duplicative of previously disclosed materials, or cumulative of evidence concerning Michael Cohen's unrelated federal convictions that defendant has been on notice about for months. As District Attorney Alvin Bragg said, regarding Donald Trump's continued desperate attempt to delay his trial, to put off his day of reckoning in a criminal case, enough is enough. Enough is enough. Let's start this trial on April 15th. Let's get this justice show on the road.
On the way after the break, Glenn explains the jury instructions for witnesses that have perjured themselves in the past. This is Justice Matters.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Donald Trump has filed a motion to stop his former fixer, Michael Cohen, from testifying at his upcoming trial. Glenn says the judge will deny his motion and allow the testimony from witnesses, including Stormy Daniels.
So, friends, there's a topic I've been wanting to take on for some time now. Remember how I asked you a few minutes ago to please put a pin in that passage regarding Michael Cohen having lied to Congress previously. Michael Cohen admitted that he lied to Congress under oath. Why? To try to hide the crimes of Donald Trump. To try to help Donald Trump. So that's one example of where, yeah, Michael Cohen committed perjury. So what did Donald Trump's defense attorneys do with that? They filed what's called a motion to preclude, a motion urging Judge Mershon to prohibit Michael Cohen from testifying in Donald Trump's upcoming New York criminal prosecution. Now, of course, the judge denied that motion. Of course, Michael Cohen can testify, even though he lied under oath previously. People lie all the time, including under oath. They lie in grand jury hearings. They lie in congressional testimony. They lie at trial. Often those lies are born of the witness's determination not to incriminate somebody else, somebody they are loyal to, like Michael Cohen used to be loyal to Donald Trump when he was Trump's attorney and fixer. Sometimes they lie out of fear because they're afraid if they tell the truth, there will be consequences. We've all heard snitches get stitches. That's an ugly phrase, but people lie all the time under oath. People commit perjury. That does not prevent them from testifying in the future, particularly if they admit, yes, I told lies, including lies to try to protect Donald Trump, but I have now come clean and I am prepared to testify truthfully. So common is that experience, that reality, that witnesses who lied previously can still testify in future trials. It happens every day in jurisdictions all across the country. And it is such a usual circumstance that there's a standard jury instruction for how a jury should receive the testimony of somebody who lied previously under oath, somebody who committed perjury, even somebody who's been convicted of perjury. You know, I pulled the standard jury instruction out of my old DC pattern jury instructions book that I used for decades. And let me read you the instruction that a judge gives to a jury regarding a perjurer's testimony. It's so common, there's a standard instruction for it. Here's how it reads. Perjurer's testimony. The testimony of an admitted or convicted perjurer should be received with caution and scrutinized with care. Standard jury instruction that says, ladies and gentlemen, a convicted perjurer, an admitted perjurer, someone who lied under oath previously, that testimony is perfectly appropriate. It's admissible. And you should scrutinize it with caution and receive it with care. What does that mean? Well, look at the other evidence in the case. See if it's corroborated. See if, for example, there's an audio recording where Michael Cohen and Donald Trump are talking about entering into what is, in essence, a conspiracy to make and cover up these hush money payments. Yeah, there is an audio recording where Donald Trump and Michael Cohen discuss doing this very thing that Donald Trump is now going to be prosecuted for. See if there are business records, falsified business records, in this instance, supporting, affirming, corroborating Michael Cohen's testimony. Well, yeah, look, there are reimbursement checks that Donald Trump wrote, including out of the Oval Office after he had been elected. He was reimbursing Michael Cohen for making those hush money payments at the direction of and for the benefit of Donald Trump. Really, the only open question is why in the world the feds didn't prosecute Donald Trump, the bigger criminal fish in this conspiracy, back when they were convicting and imprisoning Michael Cohen. Why did they give Donald Trump a pass? Why did they let him walk? Well, fortunately, Alvin Bragg took care of that deficiency, that shortfall, and Donald Trump at long last will be prosecuted and, I predict, held accountable for these crimes. And yes, Michael Cohen will testify against him, and the jury will be instructed how to receive a perjurer's testimony, because perjurers, like it or not, testify in courts in jurisdictions across this country every day, and juries get to assess it. Jurors are usually pretty sharp. They can assess the credibility of each and every witness and decide who's telling the truth and who's not, who's corroborated by other evidence and who's not. And they can reach a determination beyond a reasonable doubt that either the evidence shows that the person committed the crimes as charged or not. Every day they do it, and they do it based in part on the testimony of somebody who lied before, somebody like Michael Cohen, who lied to protect Donald Trump. And if I had to bet my $1, y'all know I'm not a high roller, I'm not a gambling man, $1 is my betting limit, I would put the full buck on a New York jury, a jury of Donald Trump's peers, a fair, impartial jury, getting this one right and holding Donald Trump accountable for the crimes he committed to try to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. Because justice matters. Friends, let me give a shout out to my friend Leo. You may notice, and I'd love to hear from you if you do notice, a difference in the sound quality today. My friend Leo, Team Justice member, came in and completely reworked my audio here so you don't hear the crackles and pops and hums and 60 megahertz buzzes, which people are forever saying. We hear all kinds of stuff in your audio. I apologize for that. It's taken me a long time, and it's taken the good graces of a good friend, Leo, to come in and fix all that. I would love to hear from you. If you think the sound is better now, is cleaner, is crisper, drop me a note either on Twitter, still have a hard time calling it X, or on Threads, or on YouTube, or you can always go to my website, glennkirshner.com, and there's a place there where you can shoot me a message. I would love to hear from you, because I think it is appreciably better, and I owe that to my friend Leo. So big shout out to Leo for helping me improve my production values here. Never were all that great, but you know what? Trying to get better. Friends, as always, please stay safe, please stay tuned, and I look forward to talking with you all again tomorrow.
For more on Glenn, go to Glenn Kirshner 2 on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is Justice Matters.